Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. The reshaping of Americans' lives is evident in various facets of their life. A new nationwide survey indicates that while 56% of adults attend church services in a typical month, a much larger percentage is exposed to religious information and experiences through various forms of media. Radio and television are the most popular Christian media, but faith-related internet sites, as well as religious magazines, newspapers, and books also enjoy significant exposure. Millions of individuals rely on one or more of these media as their primary source of spiritual input. This is a very alarming fact. Although it's wonderful that these millions of people are getting some form of religion in their lives, it's nowhere near the intended fellowship that God provides within His churches. A good church provides not only worship and the Word, it provides fellowship amongst peers, children's church for kids, a youth group for teens, seniors ministries, special groups for married couples, and the list goes on. Added to that is the knowing that you are loved and cared for by others who know you. They see you every week. They're singing with you in the choir, crying with you, rejoicing with you. And you just cannot get that sitting in front of a computer screen or television. Media ministry is wonderful. It can add to your daily spiritual walk with God. But ask just about any Christian broadcaster and they will tell you that it was never intended to keep you out of church. One of the downsides to media technology is that, in some ways, it isolates people, giving them the ability to stay at home and have the world brought to them on a screen. And if you're not careful, this wonderful media will cause you and your children to become isolated and detached from the church. Now, no one is a greater proponent of Christian media than me. I'm heavily involved in it, so I encourage you to use it to your benefit, but have your family in church this Sunday. Here's a little test for you to try. Go home today and hug your computer, and then go to church Sunday and hug your brother in the Lord and see which you prefer. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.